We already know what Declan Porter is going to say, that there was no one else on the beach that night.
Which is a lie.
Fortunately, you were under the influence of prescription pills at the time, which means we can't put you on the stand to refute his testimony.
However, I do have an expert who will testify that the blood spatter on Daniel's jacket shows no evidence he dragged Tyler's body over 30 yards up the beach.
Which means someone else must have.
We just need to get the jury to see it that way. But before we create reasonable doubt, we have to paint Daniel as sympathetic, which is why I've decided to open my argument by putting Emily on the stand.
Emily? Are you sure that's a good idea?
Mr. Brooks, this is an enormous responsibility. Emily isn't even family yet.
She's Daniel's fiancée, supporting him by choice, not obligation. It's your job to appear caring, accessible, to articulate for the jury all the reasons you fell in love with Daniel, so they will, too.
Well, explaining all the reasons I love Daniel shouldn't be difficult.
Good, because forensic evidence is not on our side. We're going to have to build an emotional connection between the jury and Daniel.
You're talking as if they've already made up their mind against him.
Some of them may have. Juror number three, Anne Woodbury, for instance. In voir dire, she presented as open, impartial, but based on her physical reactions to the prosecution's evidence, it's likely she'll vote to convict. If I can't at least plant reasonable doubt in her mind, we might as well have taken the murder-two deal.